Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, I want to play this audio for you, and we're going to be joined by Matt Verderam here coming up momentarily. This is Dr. David Chow. So Hollywood Brown is on the injured reserve list. Sounds like it could be pretty serious. Here's Dr. David Chow, who is going to be on the show Monday.
Uncharted territory. SC joint injuries are less common than AC joint. Very rare to need surgery. I've done them in my career, but never on an NFL athlete. I'm not aware of another NFL athlete that has had SC joint surgery. If this is open surgery and reconstruction, it would mean the end of his season. One can hope for a relocation and maybe pinning procedure and maybe come back later, but it seems like his Chiefs initial season is done and he's in uncharted waters, but we do expect a good return next season. Unfortunate news for Chiefs wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown.
So that is Dr. David Chow. He is going to be on the show with us on Monday. The schedules just didn't line up today with us getting off early. He makes it sound like it's really serious. That sounds like a worst case scenario to me. Let's go to Matt Verderam. He just had a report 5 minutes ago about this. He is as plugged in as anybody with the Chiefs. Matt, happy to have you on the show. What are you hearing from Kansas City?
Yeah, I spoke to a source around the team who essentially told me, look, they don't want to give a timeline because they're not even quite sure of the timeline yet. But my understanding and their understanding is it's going to be months, not weeks. That there is hope that he can come back toward the back portion of the schedule, the back end of the season. But that's unknown. To be honest, I think they're kind of waiting to see what happens on Monday with the surgery. How invasive is it? How much is involved? Is it possible he misses the season? Absolutely. Is it possible that he comes back toward the end and can go down the stretch drive of them? At this point, it is possible. So they're kind of in wait-and-see mode.
Why was the decision, I guess, made to wait on surgery and not do this 3 weeks ago when the injury had happened and kind of speed up recovery time? Why was he not placed on the IR from day one?
Because the expectation was that he was going to be able to heal without surgery, that the joint was going to heal itself through rest and through some rehab. And that he would be able to kind of come back in the same way that we saw Tyreek Hill come back in the 2019 season. I know it's been compared to that a lot for a similar injury. The problem, to my knowledge, is that the joint simply didn't heal correctly, or at least in the way that they felt that he wouldn't be at a really high risk of a serious re-injury. And so because of that, after some consultations, they decided to go the route of surgery. That's the best way to clean it up. It's the best way to get it right. And again, I think right now, look, it's certain that he's going to be out for months. The uncertainty is, could he come back for the very end of the season? Could he come back for the playoffs? Or is it just, hey, look, this is a lost season, and he's going to be a free agent after this year, and then, we'll go from there.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam with the breaking news. It sounds like the injury to Hollywood Brown is maybe a little bit more serious than initially thought. On a scale from 1 to 10, how serious do you think this injury is? The fact that he is going on the IR and surgery certainly gives it a decent number. What do you think this means for the offense? How serious is this absence?
Well, from his standpoint, obviously the number's really high, right? I mean, because he could be out for the year, and he's a pending free agent. So from his standpoint, it's, you know, 7, 8, 8.5, whatever you want to say. From the Chiefs' standpoint, look, obviously they'd love to have him. They signed him. They brought him in. He was a marquee addition for him. At the same point, I think this is a team that clearly is equipped to soldier on here and still be very good. We saw them against Baltimore. They averaged 7.1 yards per play. It was more than any other team in the league in week one against the highest ranked defense in the league last season in terms of points against. The thing that this injury does is it gives you no margin for error now. Like, they can't afford Xavier Worthy missing a month. They can't afford Rashee Rice going down with like a high ankle sprain. They need those guys. I think Watson and Juju, look, they can, you know, step in and be the fourth and fifth options in the offense. That's okay. That's fine. But they need Xavier Worthy to be productive and healthy, and they need Rashee Rice to be productive and healthy. If that happens, I think they can deal with it. You're back to last year.
I'm sorry about that, Matt. For the last couple of years, and I guess the history of Andy Reid, is we usually have said, man, rookie wide receivers kind of come on slowly. They're not afforded that luxury anymore. I don't think that Xavier Worthy has to go out and have 1,100 yards this year, but he can't have 400 yards receiving for this team. He needs to be a legitimate either two or three receiver for this team.
Yes. Look, he's got to be their third weapon. Like, Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, provided everybody's healthy from here on, I didn't carry the load. I think Rice, it's pretty obvious, can be a 1,000-plus yard receiver. He could have been that last year if he didn't sit the last game of the season. Kelce, he's not maybe what he was 3-4 years ago. He's still a great player. Like, they will still manage. You have Noah Gray, who's a real legitimate tight end too. But yeah, they're going to need Worthy. Like, if you look at the past, they have not wanted to play rookie receivers more than like 40% of the snaps. Like, Tyreek Hill had 41% as a rookie. Rice was well below 50% until the latter half of the year, and they had absolutely no choice. They're not going to have a choice. Like, Xavier Worthy's playing. It is going to happen. And Mahomes at the beginning of camp said, hey, look, there's no ramp up. He's got to play. And that was before Hollywood Brown obviously got hurt. They're going to need him to play, and they're going to need to acclimate. And the good news is, geez, he'll look great in week one. And I would expect, and he played about 67% of the snaps, if memory serves me right. That number is only going to steady and or increase here as we go forward.
Looking at the rest of the team, who does this put more pressure on out of the other guys to step up? We mentioned Rice. We mentioned Worthy. Is this now Justin Watson steps up? Is this now a Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman? I mean, there's targets, there's yards available that we didn't think were going to be available. Who do you think has to step up to fill that role?
I think it's going to be a combination, obviously. But, you know, if you look at the snap counts from week one, so Sky Moore played, I think it was 10 snaps. Hardman didn't play any on offense. Watson played 52%. So he got the most of guys that weren't Rice and Worthy. I would expect that Watson's going to take a lot of those. Because one thing about Watson, he is a good deep threat. He can get down the field. Now, he's not Hollywood Brown, but he has speed. And so you at least can run the offense the same way as if you had Brown out there in terms of the verticality of it, trying to stretch the defense, make him respect the speed. With Juju, you can't really do that because he's not a speed guy. So I think you're going to see this done by committee. I think Watson will outsnap all the rest of those other receivers.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show. I guess, Matt, general NFL question before we get you out of here. Give me a lock that you like for this week. Just give me your biggest surprise, your biggest upset, your biggest disappointment.
So I think the Ravens are going to pound on the Raiders this week. I just don't see a world where the Raiders go across the country and they've got to play early in the day. They're just not talented enough. Like, Baltimore lost to Kansas City, but Baltimore certainly looked like a team that you'd look at and go, okay. I mean, they should be there. And then look, I think if you look around the rest of the league, you know, there's Denver trip up Pittsburgh, maybe. I'll give you one. I think Pittsburgh will win, though. Does Tennessee beat the Jets? Like, the Jets defensively were a wreck in that game against San Francisco. And while the Titans are not the Niners, the Titans have guys. They've got Pollard. They've got Hopkins. They've got Okonkwo. They've got some real guys on that team. Like, I wonder, you know, Ridley. I do wonder in that game, if the Titans can take away Garrett Wilson at all, is that one of those games you'll look up the scoreboard and you're like, oh, it's 17-14 with 5 minutes left? But I'm very curious to see how that game shakes out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.